Hey, welcome to The Conversation. This is Andy Mason, and we're talking about the messy intersection between faith, family, and work. We love it when it's all pretty and easy, but the reality is when you engage those things together, it's not always the prettiest of things. It's a process, it's messy, it's up and down, but it always works out for good. If you're listening this morning and you're going through a situation where it's difficult, you don't know what to do, you're facing a situation which seems overpowering, where you feel powerless, you've tried your best, you don't know what to do, this session's for you. It's really about this statement, one more powerful is here. There's a story that Jesus tells in Luke chapter 11 that says, if an armed man, a strong man, fully armed, guards his own place, then nothing, you can't do a thing. You can't beat it. You can't defend it unless one stronger than he turns up. And Jesus is obviously referring in this case to himself, and he's talking about spiritual powers that control a situation. He then illustrates this, I believe, further in when he did. He actually turned up at this place called the Gadarenes, where there was this crazy man. This crazy man was armed, or not armed, he actually unarmed. He would whip and beat everybody. They would try chaining him, nothing would happen. He lived in the tombs in a dark place, and everybody was terrified of this guy. Jesus shows up, and the very moment he steps on the shore, the crazy guy, the man of the Gadarenes, comes running, falls at his feet, and worships him. That's what it means. When an armed man, fully armed, guards his own palace, there's nothing you can do. You're actually terrified. But when one stronger turns up, that's Jesus, then he can kick butt and clean house. And today, the way that we transact that or remember that is through the power of communion. It's this covenant between what Jesus did, which is full, final, once for all, physical, financial, mental, emotional, relational dysfunction, disconnection, and disorder. What Jesus did paid the price that you cannot pay to restore freedom, wholeness, and life in all of those areas. So what does that look like? Well, here's a first example. A few years back, I got to go with a team to Northern Turkana in Kenya. Now, in that location, there had been a whole heap of all sorts of ancestral worship and blood sacrifice and witch doctors, and that's documented in a particular book. And I'd read in this book, it's the story about when heaven invades earth for children. And they tell the story of there had been a drought in the area for 5 years, and nobody knew what to do, and all the tribal leaders felt powerless, and nothing's working, and they just feel so beholden to the witch doctors and the warlocks and what had been going on, because there had been blood covenants and blood sacrifices had been going on for years, and the result of them at that time was a drought. But one stronger is here. Jesus speaks to this Latino woman from LA who goes to Northern Turkana, has the grace and favor to connect with all of those tribal leaders. And they're saying, but there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do. And she says, there is one thing you can do. You're saying that there's nothing you can do because of the blood covenants, blood sacrifices, but there is one blood covenant. There is one blood sacrifice that is more powerful than any other throughout all of history and all of the future, and it's the blood of Jesus Christ. And the way that we remember that and transact that powerful transaction is we have communion. And she happened to have a bottle of wine with her, and they had some crackers and wine. They had communion and agreed together and remembered what Jesus did is broke every curse, the curse of drought, the curse of control, the curse of fear. And then they poured some of that wine out on the ground. And the moment that they did that, lightning literally struck this mountain where all of the sacrifices were going on. And they could see these witches and warlocks scurrying down the mountain. And then it started to rain. And crazy turnaround in the situation. But I got to go to that same location a few years later with a team of students. We had 4x4 Jeeps and we were in the middle of the desert, and we had so much rain that we got stuck in the desert, had to walk 10 plus kilometers to get these students out. We had to leave early because the ford across the river was flooding. And if we didn't leave early, we wouldn't have got back because of the flooding. What's the point? There is one blood covenant that's powerful. One stronger is here. And when we remember that and transact that, we release the power of what Jesus did into our circumstances in the moment. Here's another one. And my wife and I and our four children were on vacation in Colorado. And it was a wonderful, wonderful time, and everything looked like it's going to be great. Except the first day, one of my daughters got violently sick, so she couldn't engage in any of the things that we're doing on vacation. Secondly, the first night I had crazy, what I would say is now demonic dreams about different people murdering other people, and I woke up in a sweat. It was terrible. So that affected everything that we're doing the next day. And then the second night, I have these same dreams going on. So two nights in a row make me realize, oh, it's probably not me. It's probably something bigger going on, whether it's in the building or the surrounding area. But one stronger is here. How do I transact that? So as a family, we got some juice and some crackers from the supermarket, came back, and as a family sat down and had communion together, and then poured out some of that juice on the ground, remembering the blood covenant of Jesus Christ and what he did. But one stronger is here. And we just prayed that every sickness and disease would be ended, and there would be peace in the night. Every demonic presence would be removed. And from that moment on, for the rest of the week, my nights were perfect. There was not a single disturbing or tormenting dream. And secondly, from that moment, my daughter started to get better. What's the point? But one stronger is here. And how we do that is we remember what he's paid for through the power of communion. So here's another one. We got this testimony sent through of a lady whose name's Elizabeth. I won't say her last name. Elizabeth had a seizure disorder for 30 years. And one of her friends said, why don't you begin to celebrate communion using your medication rather than using wine and crackers? What if the crackers, you said, that's your medication. But every time you have your medication, do that as if you're having communion. God, as I take this, I'm remembering what you paid for is full and final. You paid for this. One stronger is here. You broke the power of every sickness, every disease, every sin, every separation. And so even as I take this right now, I'm believing that what you did has paid for this, and I trust you and your blood to work in my life to break the power of this thing controlling me. So seizure disorder for her looked like any time that they changed the medication, she would go into massive seizures, and it was just terrible for her. So she stayed on it. But after 30 years, she starts celebrating communion every time out loud. In her words, I began celebrating communion out loud with the Dilantin, that's the medication, every night. I would lift the pill to my mouth and thank Jesus for his death on the cross for me. I would say, I eat your body, Lord. Right before swallowing it down with a glass of water, I'd say, and I drink your blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the greatest blood covenant ever. What began to happen to me was nothing short of fun. My joy increased daily. What I couldn't see is that God was transferring my dependence on the medication to remain seizure-free to a glorious dependency on Jesus. 6 months later, as predicted by my friend, one night I forgot to take my medicine. Not like me. However, the next day I heard God whisper to me, "It's time." I knew that my God was telling me it was safe to completely let go of the medicine. I did. Absolutely no tapering down. I went from 3 pills one night for 30 years to nothing. No pills. 0 pills. Medically, that alone should have thrown my body into a seizure. But you see, God took away my dependency on the drug and put it on Jesus. No withdrawal, just peace, just joy. Now, why is that? Because one stronger is here. Just the grace of God to navigate those decisions and this dependency on a chemical. I am so grateful for the medical medicine, for the doctors, for the surgeons, for what they're doing. But there is one stronger, and his name is Jesus. And with him, I get to access both the medication and then fullness and freedom from every dependency, every addiction, every substance that is relying and causing my body to go into problems that it is. So why? One stronger is here. And I'm praying the same for you right now. So finally, here's for us personally. We're in a situation where I got to the end of the year, and it had been a great year, and we'd received this gift, a financial gift, and I get a message from my accountant saying, you have a $15,000 tax bill. And I went into a spiral. I'm like, oh my gosh, what have I done? I've poorly stewarded. I've managed what I've done. And all of these beating myself up. Until I go to sleep, I get up the next morning, I'm praying, and I'm just reminded what God did is full and final. And then my wife suggests to me, why don't you do this transaction like our kids do, like they do in school, where you write down the challenge, the difficulty, or the lie that you're facing, and then you transact that with God through communion. So I figured, you know what? I'm not going to just do this myself. The fear and the self-accusation, self-beating up, I'm not going to do this just with myself. I'm going to do this with my entire class, a Heaven and Business class that we were leading. So we did that. We got everybody to write down the lies, the fears, the challenges, the difficulty, the situation they're facing that seemed impossible. There's nothing they can do. And we just told the story, but one stronger is here. And through the power of the blood of Jesus, it breaks every curse. So what we did is we got them in groups, we had communion together, and we declared, but one stronger is here. And we just transacted the power of the blood of Jesus. What he did is full and final, and is for every area of life. And then we tore up the piece of paper. Some people danced on them. But for me personally, I left that room and had a phone call. A phone call had come through in the middle of that, and a message from my accountant asking for more information. I sent that through. She responds within an hour saying, Andy, everything you've done, the gift that you've got was a tax-free gift. It wasn't part of your business income. It was purely a gift. It's not taxable. And as a result of it, that $15,000 tax bill is zero. So that was a good, good day. So I pray the same for you right now, is whatever you're going through, that you get inspired to say, but one stronger is here. Grab a hold of some juice and some crackers or whatever substitute. Do this with someone else. Write down on a piece of paper or some tissue the challenge or the situation that you're facing. And then together, have communion, reminding yourself, Jesus, thank you for what you did on the cross for me, that your blood was spilt, that your body was broken so that my body would be healed. Your head was wounded so that my head would be healed. Your blood was spilled so that I would experience freedom from shame, freedom from guilt, freedom from disconnection, and that you rose from the dead to demonstrate everything that you did and said is true. I encourage you to do that, and then please, please, please let me know what happens, where you've seen a physical change in your body, where you've seen a relationship turn around, whatever it is, and I encourage you to continue to do this on a day-to-day basis. There's some wonderful, wonderful resources and books, and one that I'm just looking up for you right now is called The Power of Communion by Benny Johnson. I'm just looking it up. You can find that. It's literally called that, The Power of Communion by Benny Johnson. You'll find that on Amazon. That will walk you through some of those stories I've just told you. For me personally, that's in that book. It's called The Power of Communion, Accessing Miracles Through the Body and Blood of Jesus. It's on Amazon or every good bookstore where you are. Hey, thanks for listening in and being a part of this conversation. If you want to go deeper with Janine and I, jump onto authenticlife.build. We've got a couple of things coming up there. Otherwise, I bless your week.